The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. I'm here as always with my lovely co-host, Maddie.
Good evening, Shannon. Merry Christmas. You're looking frosty fresh and a tip of the hat to your lady.
It was very good. It was worth doing that 15 times. And welcome, everybody, to the Christmas edition of The Thing Is. Before we even start the episode, what does everybody do for the holidays? They get together with their loved ones and they drink. So with our TTI family today, with Ding Nation, we are going to play a for real drinking game today. I have my little cup of vodka here. So if you are listening, as long as you're not driving, I want you guys to all play, and everybody in the Zoom chat here, everybody is going to play. Here's the, I added a couple of new rules. So the old rules are, whenever someone says the name of the show, whenever Maddie bombs, I added whenever Maddie spirals, because that's bound to happen at least three times in the episode.
That was close to one of mine, which was any mention of the simulation theory. So,
okay, we can add that. I'll say mention of simulation.
Spiraling pretty much sums it up, though. But I mean, it's all part of the spiraling.
You can spiral on other things, though.
I'm a good spiraler.
Whenever, and I feel like this one happened today because we did a lot of yelling last week, but if someone turns their mic or camera on, that's not supposed to have it on. Whenever I mention my one date that I've had in the past 15 years, and okay, mention a simulation. So that's it. Those are the rules. So, you guys in the Zoom chat, you can be on top of those rules if we miss something, but, yeah. So drink with us. Okay. Drinking game rules. Okay. So, before we get into some of the festivities, I wanted to talk about how I went to, I have an annual Christmas party. A bunch of my friends, this was our eighth annual of these like friends Christmas dinners. And we all go to my friend's house on Long Island. And when this started, when we started doing this, everybody would sleep over because everyone would get so disgustingly drunk the night before that we would have to crash there. And then we wake up in the morning, have a disgusting breakfast and start drinking all over again. That's how the parties used to be. This year, there is one newborn baby, like 3 months old. I don't know what counts as newborn. Is that like less than a month? I feel like it's still a newborn baby.
I feel like 1 to 3 months I would classify as newborn.
Okay. So it's one newborn baby, two pregnant women. One couple has a three-year-old, which is like at the party. So this is a different party now. This is just baby and kid talk. So there's two of us that aren't pregnant and don't have kids. And there's just one of us who is single and not living with or married to someone of the opposite sex. So
how long did it take before you wanted to get the hell out of there?
It's just like, I'm like, well, you know, everyone's just seeing each other again right now. They want to talk about their pregnancies and whatever. Okay, I get it. Yeah. But it's like it never left that conversation.
I don't understand. How old are these people that are pregnant and talking about their pregnancy?
I mean, like, we're all approximately the same age. I would say like late 30s.
Right.
I'm not sure how old she is. She may be a little younger, but I'd say mid to late 30s.
That's the thing I'm noticing is starting to bug me as I like just lay into my 30s and head towards my 40s. It's like, if you've heard one pregnant baby, whatever story, you've heard them all. And I don't understand people who still have that conversation in 2021 with other adults. It's like, I've read the fucking what to expect when you're expecting, you know, I'm a curious boy. What happened? You ghost?
No, I just heard a really weird sound. I don't know what it was though. I understand what you're saying, but also being pregnant for the first time is like a life-changing experience. And if there's two pregnant people, and then people that have already, two other people that have just recently gone through it, this is like the bonding talk. And it's like really my fault, me and my friend Kendra, who are the only two that are not in this group. Oh, and another Katie also, but they're probably planning on doing it at some point. So it's like, it's interesting for all of them. I think it's interesting for everybody but me.
I already said it, I guess, but I just find no interest in it. So I can get the information. Is it, I mean, I don't know. Like, what were they saying? Like anything of note? Or was it just like, I feel nauseous. You're like, yeah, no shit. You're fucking pregnant. I have no patience for anyone anymore.
I think that they're comparing their experiences.
Yeah.
Which I get. Again, it's not them that's the problem. It's me as like the odd man out that I'm like, so when are we going to play Flip Cup, everybody?
That's the correct question. That's fun. I don't want to hear about your fucking pregnancy. Let me guess. It's going to last about 9 months.
Actually 10 months.
Well, yeah, I know. That's what they say. The gestation period. See, I don't know.
See, but it's like when I am one-on-one, like, you know, one, like my Tiffany, who, you know, friend of the show, original co-host, she is in her third trimester, I think now. And, I'm very close to her and I check on her all the time and I want to hear how she's doing and stuff. But like, this is a party. Can we like,
did you say that at any point?
No, of course not. Because I'm the only loser.
This is why you need like the piece of shit friend around that I am. Cause I'd be like, hey, so, you guys done being boring? Want to have some fun, you know? And then everyone just hate me.
What fun are they going to even have? They can't drink.
That's true.
So all they could do is talk about their pregnancy.
Can you do like heroin or anything?
No, it wasn't available at the
party. I've never heard anything negative towards heroin with babies.
But I'm not shitting on any of them. I'm very happy for all of them. I'm excited to meet all of their babies. One of the couple that has the newborn, the next day after the party, we had that baby's baptism in the city. So it was a very busy weekend last weekend. And he is really like the cutest baby in the whole wide world. So it makes me happy that like they're expanding their lives, but like, I can't have a conversation about it. I have nothing to add to a conversation.
You ever bring up this little fact, you know, babies are cute so that you don't eat them when you're starving.
I almost did.
Yeah.
No, but not that angle, but, they're like, they say that the reason why when babies are first born, they tend to resemble the father more. And it's so the father doesn't murder them. I almost did it, but I did it. And not because I'm being tactful. It's just because I didn't have a moment to like jump into the conversation, but it queued up.
Yeah, you got to throw it in there when it doesn't belong. That's the most fun. Like you're about to carve into the fucking turkey. And you're like, oh, by the way, speaking of carving into things, you know why babies are cute?
I missed that chance. But also, so my Secret Santa, you can't really see it. I have so many lights happening in my background. But so this was my present from my Secret Santa. Can you see it?
I can see a sign. It says live on air. All right.
Isn't that fun? I have to find a place to actually put it where you can't see the wire. But that was a very fun gift.
Oh, you got that. I don't know why I assumed you were talking about the gas Secret Santa thing. I'm like, why are you showing me this?
No, that didn't happen.
You got it in your thing. Okay. That's cool.
Wait, but explain to me more about why you thought what you thought.
Because I was thinking about the gift that I got. So I don't know. I really don't know. I couldn't tell you what neuron
because
fucking
we,
fired.
The gas digital Christmas party hasn't happened yet.
Correct.
So you think that maybe I got this gift for somebody else and I'm using it until I give it to them?
Yep. That's exactly what I thought for a second. And then I went, no, you asshole. None of that makes sense. It must be something different. I corrected it.
I'm going to take my first sip because we did say the name of the show at the beginning of the show. So cheers. And everybody else also has to drink once.
We could add any time that Maddie gets it completely and utterly wrong to the list.
Okay, then that's what we're drinking.
We're going to kill our whole audience.
All right, guys, before we go any further, let's take a moment to talk about one of our amazing sponsors. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars.
I'm listening.
I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Do you do stuff to your own car?
I have done stuff to my own car. I've changed out fuel injectors.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the oil. I fill my own
tires with air.
I don't think these things you're going
running
further
out of things
away.
That make me a man.
Okay, so you're almost a super cool. You're a stupid cool.
I'm definitely at least one of those things.
Super cool do-it-yourself guy. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, will still charge you storefront markups. Who needs that nonsense?
It's the worst part when you have some idiot kid just taking your money and having no idea. Like, if you know less than me about cars,
it's a problem.
You got a problem. Yeah.
Well, at rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So you don't have to talk to some idiot at the store.
Who
you don't
needs
have to talk,
that?
You don't have to talk to anybody.
Love it.
Did I say this part already? Okay. So if you're a car guy right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. You are, Maddie, when you get home tonight.
Yeah. And then I'll go on YouTube, figure out my own shit, and not have to talk to anybody. And that's my dream.
And once you go to rockauto.com, there is no promo code needed because their pricing is that good. It can't get any lower.
Yeah. I mean, that's a plus.
I think so.
Right? You said it's sad, but that's a good thing.
No, this is my happy voice. Oh. When you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on The Thing Is podcast. Rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into it. Okay, next. So I was trying to think of how I can make this be a Christmas thing, and I'm going to say that this is a Christmas miracle. So I posted this on my Instagram today. And so Ralph Sutton, one of the owners of Gas Digital Network, for anybody who doesn't know, his TikTok algorithm is completely set up to show jacked dudes, because all he does is like and share with me pictures of jacked dudes that he thinks I'll like. So now, like, Ralph's Instagram is Shannon, TikTok is Shannon TikTok. So the other day he sent me, and it's always like something slightly off with the guys, like they're too short, or are you hearing the jingle of my bracelet? Let me take it off and be a professional.
I was too distracted by your hurtful words to hear your bracelet.
What hurtful words?
Yeah.
Oh, too short. Okay.
Yeah.
Ow. Oh. Oh, should we add that? Whenever I make fun of your height, we're going to add that.
I'm like, why am I so hot? And this thing's like pushing my ears down too. So I'm going to lose the hat for now, but effort was made. Wow, it's fucking hot in that thing. Take a sip, Shen. Go ahead.
Can you maybe? This bottle will be gone by the end because I have to drink a lot of water or I'll be so hungover. I opened a new bottle just because I knew I was going to be drinking. Anyway, so Ralph sent me the other day a video on TikTok of this guy, and this guy is a friggin' giant. I believe on his Instagram it says he's 6'10". So he sends me the TikTok. I'm like, yes, I love this. So I find the guy on Instagram, and when I go on his Instagram, he is also a vegan. A vegan giant. They exist. And that's a Christmas miracle. And I want to show him to you guys.
All right, let's see. Let's see this fucking joker.
It's just
I bet he's brimming with personality.
So there's one problem, and it's that English is not his first language. I'm going to find one where you can really, okay, here. This is what I posted on my Instagram today. This is him just like walking through a grocery store, and so you could see how he dwarfs regular humans.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I don't know. Like that, I'm just like, yeah, what are you doing?
He's like a monster. Now I want to try to show you his face.
I don't know. I just, there's some, like, I feel like maybe, I don't know. I can't articulate it. So never mind. Okay. I was going to say, like, I can see through that. I could guess, and I feel like I'd be right. He's not fun to be around. And it's not to say because he's a monster and I'm not, but like, I'd rather hang out with the guy on the left. I'll bet you he's more fun than this other guy. Like, first of all, anyone who holds up one or two fingers in a photo is a fucking blithering retard.
He's not from this country.
To the person that they're like taking the picture of, they should be hanged immediately after that photo is taken.
I feel like most celebrities I've taken pictures with have done that. They point
should all be killed.
At me. I'm fine with it. Because what do you do with your hands in a picture?
Anything else. You can literally put
just
them
don't
around
use your fingers.
Person's neck that you're taking the photo with. Like Ozzy did, right? Ozzy's like known for that, I feel like. All right, doing this.
I like that should be a drink, but I can't drink again yet. I'm real lightweight. But so yeah, I love him. I'm so excited about it. And I was talking to my trainer the other day, who is also vegan. And I told her, and she was like, can you send me his Instagram, please? Because she gets so much shit from men saying that you can't be big and be vegan. And this guy is just proof that you could be jacked and not
but
eat
I mean,
animal
we
stuff.
We also know he's taking lots of steroids, right? We're not going to pretend
whether
that's
he
not
is whether he is or not. The bigness doesn't come from animal products.
Well, I guess. Yeah, sure. But
that's the important part.
All right. I mean, yeah, I guess. Right. The testosterone is made from like yams or some shit now.
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard that somewhere.
Doyle probably, from the Misfits is vegan and giant. Let's look him up real quick.
Doyle.
Doyle Misfits.
I don't know. I had a whole bunch of fucking Chipotle earlier. It was great. It tasted extra good because a bunch of my points paid for it. So it was only like $6.50. And then also I had a rather loud verbal altercation with the workers inside the establishment.
Why?
Because here's the first problem, right?
This is Doyle. I mean, I like
right.
it.
See, I get that, right? He's in shape.
You get the guy with the rat tail in the front of his face.
He looks
get this.
So much more normal than that last guy. Is that makeup, by the way, or is that a mask?
No, that's just his face. It's not makeup. That's just what he looks like.
Wow. Looks gnarly. It looks like an action figure, actually. Right?
So yeah. He's also 55, Andrea said.
Wow, it's good for 55. He's definitely taking TRT, which is a little bit different, huh?
Or eating good.
Well, anyway. So I guess it's like a COVID thing. From the get-go, they stopped putting... Well, no, because I went there during COVID. And then, like, when COVID ended, but then they were like, yeah, maybe we'll keep it around for a little bit longer. They stopped leaving the to-go orders on the shelves. Like, you've been to a Chipotle, right? Where you order ahead of time and you go in, you look for your
I've
name on the
that.
Fucking... There's, like, a you know a bunch of shelves with corresponding letters of the alphabet. And wherever your name falls in, that's your shelf. And then you just grab your food to get the fuck out of there. It's literally supposed to take 5-10 seconds. I don't know, however long it takes to get to the shelf and out. So the past 2-3 times I went there, there's nothing on the shelves. So now I have to fucking wait for the person behind the counter to tell them I have an order. And like, there's just a pile of orders, not annoying. In the fucking section where I don't have to talk to people. Like the whole idea of the app is I don't want to talk to people, right?
Why don't you just get it delivered to you then?
Well, I also don't want to pay $17 to have it sent to like, not even, probably a mile away. You know, I can throw a rock and hit that fucking place. It's right around the corner. So whatever. So I go in and I hear words that I haven't heard in a while. I hear, sir, you need a mask to be in here. And I didn't even think he was talking to me. I took me a second to put the words together, kind of like your live on air sign. I was like, nothing about this makes sense in my mind because I'm in a different, I just want to get my food, get the fuck out. So he says it again. And I'm like, yeah, I just wanted to grab my food and get the hell out of here, man. He's like, yeah, you need a mask. Well,
mask
that's not
mandates.
Gonna happen.
Mask mandates yeah. are back.
Cool story, not happening. Just give me my food and I'll leave.
Then
he's
he has
like,
every
not giving
right,
your food.
He has every right to not give you your food.
That's fine. That's fair enough. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll just hang out here for a while then, I guess. So I found myself a nice cozy part of the wall next to the fucking where the food should have been.
You are so wrong in every part of the story so far.
I don't care. That's fine. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll just wait. And he's like, all right. So now they're fucking, so whatever. He was like, he says it again. He's like, man, just go get a mask. I'm like, I'm not leaving to get a mask to come back in here to get my food. And now he's yelling, right? So he's shouting and his mask is on his chin. So I said, your mask is on your fucking chin, bro. And you're yelling across. What are we even talking about here? Just get me my food and I'll leave. So this other guy comes out like, you know, he has a conversation with him. Like, they, you know, like going to the fucking bullpen and he's like, you know, and he comes back. He's like, yeah, I don't know. He's a manager. I can't really do anything for you. So finally the guy from behind the fucking, like cutting up the chicken in the back, he's like, kind of gives me a look like, what the fuck is even happening here? Comes around, like, what's your name? Matt, grab my food. I got the fuck out. Thank you, sir. Have a good night. That it should have been so easy. Remember when the vaccines came out and they were like, get the vaccine and it's over.
regardless, if you walk into a restaurant that says no shirt, no shoes, no service, and you go in barefoot with no shirt, they have no obligation to give you anything.
So when I show up, when you walk into a place,
this is the same exact thing. They're saying you require a mask to step in here. If regardless of whatever reason, if they say you have to wear a top hat to come in here and you choose to not wear a top hat, they don't have to serve you.
Sir, I got my top hat right here. Thank you.
They don't have to serve you. You're wrong.
That's fine. I'd already paid, so I wasn't leaving. I don't care if I'm wrong. I know I'm not wrong because, I mean, literally every piece of scientific data backs up what I'm telling
everyone. It's not about
everyone.
Scientific data. It's about what that store asked of you to get into the store.
It's about authoritarianism. And if you're on the side of authoritarianism, that's fine.
I was
going
to add this onto the list whenever Maddie goes on his hate spirals. So I'm going to add that now. It is.
Not at all.
This is what you do on Instagram all day long. And this is not going to be our Christmas episode. So
I'm an adult. And I don't follow arbitrary rules except by mommy and daddy anymore. That's all.
Right. I'm a man with an ego and no one can tell me no. So I'm going to stamp my feet. I'm going to stamp my feet and scream
men
me
and
out.
Their egos. That's the problem with the world. You know, if a woman was wearing everything, then we'd have a way better country.
No, I didn't say I just said me. That's the problem with you.
Okay, it's literally not me.
Right. All right, guys. Of course, this wouldn't be a complete episode without talking about Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com, you guys already know, the home of the $60 kilo. That's the world's best value in Kratom, shipped right to your door, no questions asked. Now, if you've never heard of Kratom before, ignore this ad. We're not talking to you. None of your business. Skip ahead like 10 seconds. But if you are currently a fan of Kratom, what better way to celebrate Christmas than to get yourself a $60 kilo? That's going to get you through the holidays. A kilo of Kratom.
Buy six of them and you'll definitely make it through.
Yeah, give it at your office Secret Santa.
Think about all like the family members you have to deal with and how much better it would be.
If everyone was taking Kratom.
If you were all hopped up on Kratom.
That would be great. So again, that $60 kilo is unheard of. That price, you're not going to find that anywhere else. YoKratom.com is one of the biggest sellers of Kratom nationwide and made YoKratom.com so you can buy directly at wholesale prices. If you are a fan of Kratom, you can go right now to YoKratom.com and just scroll around. They have every strain that you could want. It comes in powders, tinctures, capsules, everything. Everything is right there. Instead of going to some corner store and having to settle for whatever garbage they put in a bag, this is quality Kratom. We've heard feedback from other fans. I use it. I know Kurt Metzger does. A lot of people around here do. And everybody confirms it is solid. And like I said, this is the only place where you'll find kilos for $60. So last time, if you're currently a fan of Kratom, go to YoKratom.com and get yourself a $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into it.
Next. So did you do your rom-com Christmas movie homework?
I did. I watched, I didn't watch all of them because the ref was nowhere without an extra fee. Somewhere eventually.
I saw it kept popping up on my Prime, but I think I have extra stuff on Prime. I have like Showtime and Paramount Plus. So maybe it was on one of those things.
It wasn't on Netflix. It wasn't on Hulu. It wasn't on fucking HBO Max. And it's like, at some point, I just got to chalk it up as a loss, you know?
Okay. So what's the first
So I watched them. I watched Christmas Vacation first, right? I've seen that one. I figured, all right, I can watch that now. I don't have to wait for the fucking broad. I'm going in reverse order almost. Serendipity, I started with Shannon. I watched that one with the broad, as they say. There's some things, right? So remember when you told me about how the meet cute happens? Mm-hmm. And I was like, this sounds like bullshit that would never happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, they both literally look at the pair of gloves at the same time. You see this on camera. They're reaching for the gloves at the same time, facing the gloves to a point where you can see another hand coming. And then they both part ways as if nothing bad was going to happen when two people try to grab one pair of gloves.
It's busy. People are scatterbrained during the holidays.
That's not what this was.
The store was very hectic.
This was poor directing, I believe. I think they should have said, cut. Can you pretend you're not aware of what's going on for a second?
This is not a documentary, for the record. This is a silly Christmas rom-com.
So I let that one go. All right. I was like, all right, whatever. It is what it is, right? Poor direction. That's not on the movie, all right? Immediately after that, I realized, well, this movie would have ended at like 5 minutes, 47 seconds if it were me, because the lady who he asks, excuse me, ma'am, do you have another pair of these in the back somewhere, maybe? And without even looking at him, she goes, what we have out is what we have. And just rude. I would have said, thanks, cunt. And then that would have ruined the entire meet cute because it would have been over before it even started. Because again, I have no patience.
This is not about behavior, this Shannon. Is not about you, Maddie. Listen, if you could take your ego out of it for a minute, this isn't about you. It's about the movie.
It's about my experience with the movie.
Putting yourself in the place of the people, it's not you.
That's literally what you do with any story. You put yourself in the place of the person so you can understand what they're going through and feel the empathy of it.
I don't. I use movies for escapism. Take me out of myself and watch what people are doing.
I don't want to escape.
I know. You want to watch it and find a way for it to make you angry, which you've done within the first 2 seconds of the movie.
Those are angering things. Those are things that...
yes. Anything you look ridiculous. At gets you angry.
So hold on. You're taking the side of the fucking the cunty lady too?
As somebody who's worked in retail,
yeah,
during Christmas time, you're freaking out and it's like, yes, whatever's there is there. I can't tell you anything. I'm busy.
As someone who's also worked in retail, everywhere. I've never spoken to anyone like that for no reason.
Just people that work in retail.
Well, I've also never had to say it to anyone in retail either because no, I've never been spoken to that way. But I've seen it. Anyway. So I watched that. That was all right. You know, listen, like I said, when we went over it to begin with, the whole idea is ridiculous because like, oh, I'm going to write my number on this dollar bill. And if you find it, it's like, all right, this lady's crazy. So this is over again before it starts. She was a pretty lady, though. So I'll give you that. Now, that one was I, as they say in the hood. The next one, what was the next one I saw? Fred Claus, I almost hated. By the way, I thought Fred Claus was another sequel to The Santa Claus, which is why I never watched it. So I got bored towards the end of it. I feel like it could have been half an hour shorter for what it was. But it was all right. It was funny.
I really like Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
I feel like his character in that movie is exactly who I am. Right? Like when he's nailing that kid for putting his shoes on the fucking couch. I'm like, yeah, exactly. You got to fucking teach kids how to behave, you know? Two hands on the glass. You don't remember any of that? It's all fresh in my mind.
I haven't watched it this year.
Oh. And Christmas Vacation was all right. Those movies are like kind of like Blues Brothers. I hate. And this
I don't have any memory of Blues Brothers.
This isn't really like that, but it has some of that similar like SNL era stuff to it. Because it's Chevy Chase. So you know.
What all the National Lampoon movies have a similar
sense. But it was funny. I mean, look, that movie I actually love. I feel like that has a great story, right? The whole fucking the whole idea of it is like this struggling fuck. These guys just trying to make Christmas nice for his family, and his in-laws are cunts. You know, he's trying to light the lights, and the fucking father-in-law's like the little ones aren't twinkling. It's like thanks, Dad. Thanks for noticing. You know, he's perfect. That's a great movie. That one I like. I'll watch that one every year. Serendipity. That's a one and done for sure. I feel like it was too cheese dip.
I'm glad that you're inviting National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation back into your life because it's a great movie. Yeah,
I'm surprised it wasn't already in the rotation, but you know,
yeah, that one's a classic. Did you not watch The Holiday?
No, did we talk about that?
I'm pretty sure.
It sounds vaguely familiar and I feel like.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. It's the one with Cameron Diaz and Kate Winslet. Okay, that's okay. It's just, that's the one where they swap houses. And then live a happily ever after at the end. Yeah. Well, but I watched a couple of you have to be careful with new Christmas rom-coms because like all of the streaming services are just full of them. There's millions of them with like unknown actors and actresses, and they're going to be all like very Lifetime movie-y, like terrible. But I watched one and I don't remember any of the names of them, but one of them was on Netflix where it was a gay guy who all his family like wants him to settle down and be with someone. And every year he goes back home to Christmas and never has somebody. So this one year he was finally dating a guy who was a doctor and like everything was going great. He's like, yes, finally, I'm going to be able to go home with a dude and he's a doctor and this is going to be great. And then like 2 days before Christmas, his roommate who works for TaskRabbit, I think it's called. His roommate was like doing a job at putting up some woman's lights. And then the woman's husband comes home and it's that guy that the other guy is dating. So he realizes that he is like hiding his homosexuality while being married to a woman. So he breaks up with him right before Christmas. And now he has no one to go home to for Christmas with. And so he takes his roommate home and spoiler alert, it turns out that him and his roommate loved each other all along and they get together at the end. But it was like, it was a cute, like there are some cute, enjoyable ones. And then there are some that 10 minutes in, I'm like, this is just garbage.
Yeah. I feel like most of them are like that for me.
I saw a couple like, of really it's cute
too unrealistic.
Ones. It was know? This, I feel like is this could, it's just that, you know, it was very convenient that the guy found out 2 days before Christmas, but I feel like this type of thing where it's like a best friend that you didn't realize you had feelings for, like it was very cute. And then there was another one. I also don't know the name of it. It was like, I can't remember the name of it, but it was a female actress that I've seen before. I can't think of what her name is. I think she was in Glee. Is Glee the TV show or the movie? What was the movie where they all sing everything?
I know it was a TV show. Pitch Perfect.
That's it. I think she's one of the girls from Pitch Perfect. And she, I think this is it. She matches with somebody on Tinder or whatever. They start talking for like 6 months and then it comes Christmas time and she decides to go to visit him at his house to like surprise him for Christmas. And it turns out it's a completely different person. Like he was catfishing her and he's actually some like nerdy Asian guy. But I don't want to give away that whole thing. That's also on Netflix. It was a cute one. There are some cute ones out there.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the cute.
I love the cute.
Unless it's like a dog or a cat. Speaking of which, that fucking cat in Christmas Story is adorable, right?
The one that got fried. That cat.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome.
Okay. So I have a listener submitted a scary thing story. She actually submitted two of them and I have a video and we're halfway through. So do you want to do our gift exchange?
I feel like we should save that. No.
Save it to the end.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Oh my God. Little guy can't fit past my little desk.
Oh, and this, I forgot to mention, I feel like every movie you suggested gave me anxiety for at least half the film, especially Serendipity.
Oh, so you're emotionally invested.
It was just anxiety inducing because watching them miss each other. I feel it now. Like I feel it in my chest a little bit. You know?
I mean, at the end, and I know this movie so well. And actually I'm going to start wrapping presents tomorrow. So that's when I finally get to watch it this year. I have my candle. I have everything ready to go and I'm very excited. But the moment there's a song, I believe it's by Sean Coven. And it's like, when you know, is like the words that start when he's in the cab with, what's the guy's name that was in Entourage that his best friend,
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah. He's in the cab with Jeremy Piven and they are leaving some party regarding their wedding. And his future wife had just given him the present and he opens up and it's a time of cholera. I mean, you don't feel something in that moment when you see her name in it.
Well, this is fucking
it's
stupid.
Like it all came together.
It also bugs me. Like this again, this is like a, what are you going to do? Right. Cause you have to do, but the 555 phone numbers, it just takes me out of it a little bit.
It's an old movie. Yeah, this is when they used to do that.
I didn't hate it in the moment, but thinking about it now. Also, I forgot this, like two things. First of all, the part where like Jeremy Piven's character kisses her on the mouth, found that a little bit odd.
Kisses Kate Beckinsale in the mouth or his wife?
The one he's going to marry.
I feel like this is also a thing that happened a lot in movies back in like the 90s and early 2000s. Whenever there was like a like Kiss the Bride and stuff, I feel like people did kiss on the mouth a lot. I feel like it's something we've gotten away from, but it's weird. Though, it's a weird thing. Yeah. Like other people kissing the bride. I feel like it was a
thing. It's the first time I've seen that, I feel like. But either way, it was a little weird. But also, they're kind of pieces of shit, John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale.
Because they abandoned their loved ones?
Yeah, it feels really shitty.
It's their last, it's like how a guy would go to a strip club and be discussing with strippers as their last hurrah. So this, he's like, let me just make sure before I spend the rest of my life with this other person. I mean, when else are you going to do it?
Yeah, I mean, but then why are you getting married? You know what I mean? Like you've already made that commitment. You know what I mean? I guess I'm looking at it from a place of like, I've made this commitment. The engagement is like, here's the commitment. Like, this is it. So now, unless one of us dies before the day comes, we'll be there. We'll get married. We'll be forever.
If they wouldn't have done this, it would have been four miserable people for however long it took for them to realize they weren't supposed to be married to that person.
Yeah. So then spend But first of all, like, where were you the last few years when you should have been looking for this bitch?
Because they both gave up on that idea. Like, Kate Beckinsale's character, Sarah, she after like some years had passed is what I can assume is what happened, because they skip ahead a bunch of years. But once nothing came back to her regarding this guy, she's like, oh, you know what? My thoughts of destiny and whatever are bullshit. I'm just going to find someone that's good enough for me and proceed with my life. Because even when I forget everything, the character's name that gives her the ring, I forget his name. He's a famous actor. He was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
He was in Sex and the City as well. That's where I'm from.
I didn't really watch Sex and the City.
Neither did
I've seen him. So when he gives her the ring and it doesn't fit and he's like, oh, don't look into this. And she's like, no, totally fine. And she doesn't even take a moment to think about it. She's just like, it's fine. And then the sister is like, oh, didn't you want a different cut? And she's like, don't even worry about it.
You're right.
And it wasn't until she really got in her head about it that she was like, let me just do this.
Yeah. Aaron wanted a different cut.
Oh, it's not meant to be.
Didn't come in that cut though.
She's going to take a trip to Los Angeles right before your wedding.
Yeah, right. She's going to fuck Jeremy Piven.
All right. So I guess we will go to scary things now. So this is Scary Things, part of the show. We talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. So first, what I'll do is we'll go to our listener sent email. And what she did was she sent two audio recordings. So I'm going to read you her email first. Hi, Shannon and Maddie. I'm a huge fan of the pod. I convinced my mom to tell some stories from when she lived in a haunted house. She has tons of stories, but here are two of them. Hope you like them. Stephanie Q. So that's who this is from. So now I have to share just my volume, which I always have a problem doing. Okay, so we'll play the first one first. And if the first one goes good, then we will play the second one. Just give me a nod when I start this to let me know that you hear it.
Hi, guys. When I was a young mother, I had my toddler, 8 months old, lay in bed next to me. And when all the lights were off and it was very dark, she decided to sit up and look around. And she started saying, hi, hi. And she started moving her head and waving as something was moving around the bed. And I could feel a presence and I was very scared. All my skin was goosebumpy. So I reached over to her and I told her to just go to sleep and get under the covers. And I tried to look and I didn't see anything around in the room because it was so dark, but I could almost feel something in the room. So that was pretty scary.
Okay, there's the first one. So I feel like kids scare the shit out of their parents all the time.
Mm-hmm.
With things like this. But kids are also like little crazy pantses and they just say and do things without reason.
Or they're still super attached to whatever they came from before they were this being, you know, that's like the woo woo hypothesis, right?
The veil is thinner when you're closer to birth. But I mean, I do see on TikTok a bunch, like, or my sister sends me them, of, you know, scary shit that their kids say. But it's always like the parents retelling it after, and maybe after retelling it a bunch of times, some details change and it becomes a little scarier. But kids can be freaky. And I understand, like, this is the middle of the night, you're laying down in bed, and all of a sudden the kid's waving hi all over the room. That can freak you out.
Yeah, that kid saw a ghost. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind.
Right? Oh, you're convinced. I'm split down the middle on it, because I guess I would have to see, like, if it was like the baby's eyes, like, really tracking something, or if maybe the baby just learned the word hi, doesn't feel like going to sleep, and is just like practicing, like, hi, hi, hi.
I don't think they do that though. Maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to remember now, like when my brothers were younger, if I remember them just, I think they used to yap. Like you hear them on the baby monitor, they just be yapping to themselves. Then again, like my grandfather had died, so who knows, you know?
Do you want to hear the second one? It's from the same lady.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, here's number two.
She's like, oh, never mind, wasn't a ghost. Just yeah,
just kidding. Maybe just practicing words.
Hi, guys. I have another story for you. I was in bed and with my husband and my daughter, and it was about 6 a.m. when one of the balls that was sitting around for the baby to play with was bouncing really hard in the middle of the bedroom. So we didn't know what could be happening. Why would a ball just start bouncing by itself? So we tried to put the ball on top of the dresser and watch it drop from there, and it only bounced very lightly. We put it in different places thinking that maybe the wind, even though the windows were closed. But the only way we were able to match the bounce was if one of us took the ball and slammed it down really hard. So hard that it will bounce a couple times loud enough to wake us up. And that was unexplainable and very scary.
And that's scary shit. Because all three of them are in the bed.
Yep. And episode title, Unexplainable.
It's not going to be that. Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie Q and Stephanie Q's mom for sending in those stories. I mean, that's a good one. I do have I would have some like follow-up questions, because when in Stephanie's email, it says that these are some stories from when she lived in a haunted house. So there must be so many other crazy things that happened when she lived there.
Or like I saw in the chat, all her stories originate in bed. So maybe she's sleeping, you know?
No, she said that because they tried to recreate it. So her husband must have also saw it.
I don't know. You know, it's, I don't know. Like, it's either all these people are full of shit or there are ghosts. I guess I'm more willing to believe people are full of shit.
There's something in the middle of that though, because like there are things that are just weird that we can't figure, like that's what the unexplainable thing is, like in the moment, can't figure out why, but maybe there is a reason why and we just can't come to that conclusion. I think it's mixture of all three things.
But now when stuff like that happens, like has anything like that ever happened to you where like something moves or falls or whatever and you're like, all right, I'm sure that's explainable. Like, yeah. I think I told this a long time ago. I had like a dealer, which is funny now. I have like a different dealer button on my fucking thing over there. It fell off one day and for the life of me, couldn't figure out how or why it slid off the fucking edge of the table there. Like you can't recreate it, but you're like something. I don't know, maybe a truck went by outside and I don't fucking know.
Yeah, that was like my one thing that happened in this apartment where I had gotten home from work. It was like 3 a.m. or something. And I had my headphones in. I was listening to a podcast and I was taking like my pajamas out of my drawer and I had a makeup bag on top of my dresser. And when I shut the drawer, it made the zipper move, but then the zipper like moved too much. It was just like, it went back and forth so much. And I'm like, when is it going to stop? And then eventually I stopped it. And I was like, if something here is making it move, make it move again. And of course that never works. And then it was that same day that then I came into my living room here. And at the time I have to have a Wi-Fi extender in this room because this wall is like cement. And then, so like my Wi-Fi, which is in my bedroom, doesn't reach this room. So anything in that, like my Amazon thing, which I don't want to say her name, she wouldn't work. Whenever I would say her name, she'd be like, I'm sorry, I can't connect to the internet, whatever. It would not work. I couldn't get anything working in this room. And then this one night after the thing with the zipper, I came in here. I don't remember what I came in here to get. And when I walked out, I heard music playing on her. And then I came back in and I was like, what the hell is that? And I looked at the screen and the song that it was playing was Angel of Mercy. Which I wasn't saying words. I wasn't talking. And so there's nothing for it to hear.
And I've never heard that song before. I still don't know what it is. And it was just playing that song. So that was the only weird thing that happened here.
Nothing else was on, huh? Like no TV, no nothing.
Nothing. No, it was like three in the morning. It was like a late, like I was working at the bar and I was just doing my stuff to get ready for bed. And then that happened, but nothing has happened since then. Okay. So I have video. I have a video.
Something going on out there.
As usual, I went through a billion videos over the past couple of days looking for something that makes me cry. And this one, and usually I'll just like do other work and like listen to it because it'll replay the weird thing that happened 1,000 times. So I don't really watch. And so I was listening to this and I was like, this girl seems really annoying. Oh, why is my hair doing this crazy thing? This girl seems really annoying and whatever. And I was going to skip past it until I saw this one thing. So I'm going to show you about a minute or two of it because I want you to see like the whole story kind of. And so again, as always, the video is from Nuke's Top 5 on YouTube. I want to give credit to him. And he's taking it from a TikTok account of Kimberly Westchester and Winchester. And her TikTok name is Kimberly Winchest. So that's where this clip came from. So she works in a hospital and she works like a late night shift in the section of the hospital that's kind of close to the morgue, just to make it, you know, just to set the stage a little bit. And hold on, I'm going to share the screen.
In for about 6 to 7 months. And I didn't believe in the ghost stories that have been going around because I'm just not superstitious like that. And
I'm skipping over
in the corner of each hall for safety. These mirrors reflect 90 degrees, showing you who or what is in the hallway around the corner. This is an important detail because Kimberly and her coworkers claim that they started seeing strange things in these mirrors.
What the f***? Who is standing down that hallway? Oh!
In the safety mirror, Kimberly sees the chilling reflection of a dark figure standing in the opposite hallway. But when she goes to check, nothing there.
Hey guys, it's Kimberly Winchester.
All right, I'm going to skip ahead. I just wanted to see a little bit of like the type of stuff she's seeing. This is now she's with a friend. They're recording again.
Oh, it's scary. Okay, let's get it.
Whoa.
Dude, what the f*** is that, bro? Dude. So
there's a guy at the end of the hallway.
Who the f*** is that? Dude, are you f***ing shitting me? Are you playing a joke on me? What the f*** is that? Dude, who the f*** is that? Oh my God, we gotta go.
So now she like goes, she walks over to that spot and she just says, who the fuck is that 1,000 more times? So now I'm totally out until this part.
Now, this could have simply been an intruder or someone roaming the hospital halls. But by far, the most chilling and bizarre clip of the alleged mirror shadow figures was captured by one of Kimberly's co-workers. Now, the shadow figures could be explained away easily enough, or it could simply be a hoax. But I personally have absolutely no idea what this thing might be.
Yeah.
So if you have a theory, please let me know down in the comments.
Yeah, I got a theory.
The pursuit.
They're both full of shit. That's my theory.
The movement of that thing is what really gets me. Because that's not a human thing. That's like a thing from a movie with like the legs
gargoyle.
Way up. Yeah.
You know, it's like that'd be headline news every fucking where.
That one I really like. That one made my eyes tear.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that one.
I like that one.
Can you come over around 3 a.m. and hang outside our door for a little bit? And I'll say, dude, and what the fuck is that?
Yeah, no, that one is whatever. I didn't care about any of the ones up until this point. Like, I like that creature.
I don't know. I'm not buying it. That's like that fucking UFO video I sent you before. Someone just put a bunch of shit together with CGI and whatnot.
You know? But you were unsure still.
I mean, look, there's part of me that's like, this looks like it. All right. So
let me see if I can pull it up.
I'll see a video like I saw and sent you today. And I'll be like, this is fake. But this is what it might look like if it was real. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and how would you even fucking know the difference? Because there's so much shit out there. It's like it's all mixed up in together. You know how like You know how like governments will put out like disinformation campaigns in a way to like hide the actual bullshit they're pulling? So like if you put enough UFO videos out there and I see them all and they're all fake, and then I see one that's real, I'm like, this one's fake too. Duh. You know?
I'm gonna share it. Yeah, that's like straight up a movie.
So here's the two biggest giveaways for that, by the way. One of them I noticed in the initial, and then now I just noticed something else. The first one, the car alarms, right? The car alarms not only sound like they're just added in post.
By the way, just pause 1 second.
Yeah.
The thing is, I feel like we're not doing much drinking for a drinking game. So everyone drink.
Remember the belching one? So the car alarms is like, all right, well, that's how the movie would go, sure. But now if you watch it again, you don't have to watch it now, but there's these two people in the lower left foreground. They just continue strolling, and you know, they're not stopping and looking up, and there's just havoc above their heads.
Also, like, the sound effects are like so spot on.
Yeah
where it's like if this were happening like really far up in the sky, I don't think you would hear it that way, like the right. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Yep. So, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's kind of the same technology, it seems like. Like, I'll just throw in this little fucking gargoyle creature.
That one was really good. I mean, like I say all the time, like, there are like three types of like characters that show up in these like ghost videos. And it's almost always like something peeking out from like behind a thing. And that has to be like so easy, just a dark figure right behind a thing. And sometimes it's so they go all the way and it's absolutely just like lit from behind and a person in like a sheet. And you're just seeing like a black figure just standing there. Yeah. And it's just like, it's always the same thing. And like this one was a little bit different and it's like in the mirror. So they're having to shape it, you know, to like the roundness of that mirror. I think it was a good job.
Gay.
Okay. Well, we're at the end of the show. So now we're going to do our gift exchange. And because I am so retarded, for the third time this season, I've sent something to the wrong address, where instead of sending it to the recipient, I've sent it to myself and I type the address in. I just must not have hit save and it came to me instead of going to Maddie. So I have Maddie's gift and I have my gift.
By the way, I feel like roles reversed. I would have been in a lot more trouble than you are.
You wouldn't be, because I've done it so many times this year. So I couldn't yell at you for it. So, okay. Do you want to do yours first?
I don't know. Cause I'm not sure how you're going to take yours. All right. Let's do mine first. Yeah. Let's do mine first.
All right. Hold on. I have to grab it. It's right here. Hold on.
It's a pair of scissors. Oh, Christmas. I'll just sing like I got. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Something about being a Christmas tree.
Hold on. I can't hear you yet.
I was just singing, oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, okay. And I also spent the extra $6.99 to get it gift wrapped for no reason.
Wow. It was quite a waste of $6.99, huh?
Yeah. When I give it to you at the Christmas party next week, I'm giving it to you with the gift wrap just so you have it. Was there a bomb? Was there a bomb that I missed?
I don't know.
That's what OD said. Bomb drink.
I missed it.
And what did he say, guys? What did I miss?
I was just singing Christmas tree. Oh, yeah. What else am I going to do? You left. I don't know the lyrics at all. I know old Christmas tree. That's it. Say it twice, then I'm out.
All right, hold on. I have no space here. A moment. God, so big.
These are a few of my favorite things.
So it is wrapped.
All right.
I Okay, here's the wrapping. So you see
wow,
it.
Wow, that's nice wrapping paper, too. That's a gigantic gift.
Like, so
here's a giant rock and some rope. Yeah. Find a bridge, asshole.
It would have been so much cooler if you were doing this right now. What a better reveal it would be. Oh my God, I hope you'll be able to see it. Oh my God, I need another person.
This is by far the best gift I could have gotten watching you struggle.
See, you can't see it. Should I just show you it on Amazon?
I don't know.
Because
just open it, no? Is it going to be a mess?
It's a bunch of pieces.
Oh, I mean, maybe. I guess, well, yeah. Well, I don't even know why you opened it just now.
Like, because I thought it would be like a picture on the side of it.
Oh, you forgot what was on the side of the box?
What's happening?
It's awesome.
Who's playing music? Is it coming from me? Yep.
Oh.
No one else heard that, I guess. Hold on.
I have my own going.
One moment, everybody. I'm so sorry. I should have opened it beforehand so you could actually see it.
Let's see what we got.
Okay. All right. I'm going to share the screen. Okay. This is what it is.
Ooh, wow. All right. Well done, Shannon. Well done. Wow. I've never been this excited to receive a gift. That's fucking awesome. Those are, and are those fucking bullet fucking ice cubes?
Yep. So they're like whiskey stones. So you put them in the freezer and then they hold the cold. Yeah.
That's
and
fucking awesome.
Also inside the glasses, they also have a bullet going through them. If you
can
see
how many times
sides.
I saw that fucking bullet glass on Instagram and I was like, I can't buy this. I'll be an asshole, but I'm getting it as a gift. It doesn't count. That's fucking awesome.
So
that's
I'm
great.
Happy that you
that's
like
a decanter
it.
Too. That's fucking fantastic.
Yep. This whole thing.
I mean, if I knew they had this, I would have had it already. That's fucking great.
Yeah,
that's sorry awesome. Hate your gift. I feel like, no. Or maybe you won't. You know what? I don't know. I feel like I would hate to get your gift. Like, you know, part of me anyway.
What part should I open first? The
so,
small or the big?
Let's see. I would say open the second one you got first, if you remember which one that is. The idea of the gift was something that I would enjoy. That I think would do well in the long run, I guess, really is the idea. Like, you might hate it at first, but I feel like you're going to enjoy it later.
Oh, for the listeners, so this was the plan last week. That was the idea. But when I started to look through stuff, I saw this whiskey gun and I was like, I just have to get that.
I mean, that's such a great gift. God. I'm so excited to fill that thing with monkey shoulder.
I need more space. To be a picture of you.
All right, so this so this is why I had you open this part first, because I knew you would guess that, which would have been fucking awesome, by the way, and I wish I would have thought of it. But so basically, long and short, this gift in itself is a frame.
Okay so I don't have to take it out all
you don't
way.
Really have
frame.
To go nuts. Okay. Yeah. By the way, how good am I at like predicting the words of others? I'm just fucking awesome. So
just so you guys can kind of see it, it's a gigantic frame.
It's a big old frame. So now it was disappointing that there was no gift wrapping offered for any of these. So you're kind of just going to fucking open it and see what everything's all together. But
okay, so this one, I did not open it, but because it's addressed to... Daddy Maddie, the Christmas baddie.
Yes.
It came here and when, because usually things are dropped off by the front door and I'm the side door. So when my landlord saw it, they're like, I don't know who this is for. Let me open it. So they opened it and then brought it to me.
Oh, so you knew what it was already?
No. Oh, okay. I didn't. I kept it sealed and I put it upside down. It wouldn't open on its own. Okay. Peel and stick puzzle saver. So I wonder what's coming
next.
So now we
see where this is going.
And it is, oh, fun. It's a glittery unicorn puzzle.
See?
Does it really have glitter on the puzzle?
I don't know, but I can send you some glitter. You can go nuts.
I have plenty of glitter, Maddie. Don't worry.
What do you think? Not bad, right?
Yeah, that's fun. I mean, this will really make me exercise my patience muscle, which I don't have a lot of.
See? Yeah.
Oh, perfect. It says glitter. It says glitter edition. So there has to be glitter on it.
There you go.
So do you want to explain your reason for this?
So I like puzzles, right? Here was the original plan. The original plan was to find you a unicorn head Lego set. Those are not in existence.
Can I pause you 1 second?
Sure.
And tell you what the thing incidents.
Okay.
So as you can see, it's kind of like it's a Pegasus unicorn, but it's kind of also a fairy. And there's swans in it. Like there's other animals in this. And I think I said this on air a couple of weeks ago that I reached out to my favorite tattoo artist in the whole wide world and told him that the piece that I wanted on my leg was a Pegasus unicorn. Yeah. Did you remember that? And that's why you did this?
I remembered the pegacorn.
Okay. Yes. I don't like that word. It's ugly.
I know. That's why I remembered it. I hate it too.
Okay. So go ahead. Sorry.
So I wanted to find a Lego set that was a unicorn because I really do like Legos a lot. And she don't know it yet. She won't see this. I got for her. All right. So here's the idea, right? So I'm a big fan of a selfish Christmas present, you know, something that I could play with too. You know, it comes from being a big brother. It's like, yeah, let's get them this. You know, you try to sneak it into your parents that you're being generous. You're like, you want to play with this asshole. We know what you're trying to get at. You're 9. We're smarter than you. So I got her the Home Alone Lego set, which finally came back in stock. And it's like 4,000 fucking pieces. It's awesome. So I wanted to find you a Lego set. I like Lego set. I think they're a good display, right? Perfect for the podcast. You put it in the behind you or whatever. They didn't have it. I said, all right, next best thing. I've always wanted to put a puzzle together and frame it. Never did it. I was like, all right, well, let's let this bitch do it and fucking see how it looks. Maybe it's not worth doing.
I mean, I think it will be pretty. I have lots of bare walls in here.
Yep. Yeah, we do too.
It's just a matter of calming my brain enough to sit down and do it.
So we have a 1,000-piece puzzle. We actually have two. Our mother just gave us one, but I don't want to do that one. The one we originally had for the past probably 5-10 years at this point, it's a 1,000-piece puzzle of the solar system. So there's a whole lot of black, and she don't want to do it.
Yeah, I get it.
That. We got to do it. I want to do it and put it in a frame. It? No, to be added after the fact.
That's got
to
be the only reason that I'm excited to do it is because of the glitter.
Yeah, so good. Glad you'll hopefully enjoy it.
Yeah, I think so. It's not something I can't be one of those people that like keeps it open and goes back to it like every few days. I have, you know, because I'm like a binger. So I have to just sit and do it until it's done.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way with that type of stuff. But also this Home Alone thing is apparently like an advent calendar type of deal too. So you do like a certain section every day. It's really fun. I love building stuff. It's fun. You know, it makes you feel like a man.
But you got that as a present for Erin?
I mean, it's mostly for me.
She's going to hate it.
But she loves them. We love that movie. It's like our favorite Christmas movie. So, you know, listen, she wants like earrings. It's like, listen, lady. I'm trying to give you an experience.
But did you also get her earrings?
No, not yet.
But you will.
I intend on doing it, but sometimes my intentions don't come to fruition.
You have like a week.
That seems like a long time to you, maybe, but for me, it's already
just go online. Just go online.
Nah, I got a guy.
Okay, call your guy. Make an appointment for tomorrow, and then you're done.
I guess I should.
Maybe, don't just give her freaking Legos.
She's lucky to have me.
Oh, yeah. That's the word.
Sweating. This fucking suit is hot.
But
ironically enough, it only gets hotter when I take it off.
Oh, boy. It's starting. And we didn't drink a lot this episode. Where is this coming from?
I went fucking heavy-handed on this glass and I filled it.
I'm excited. I hope you can like put this gun like right behind you in your shot.
I fucking yeah, I gotta figure that out. I can make something. I can do something. I can figure something out. Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I showed it to Ralph after I got it and he was like, well, yeah, that's the perfect gift. I was like, okay, I feel better about it.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
What I was more worried about was it, I felt like it was so like spot on for you that I was worried that you had already had one. I was like, he doesn't already have this.
I typically won't buy things like that for myself because it's like, it's so cornball. But if someone else gets it for you, it's like, all right, well, at least you know who I am.
No,
you know?
You have to have it.
Yeah.
And maybe these bullets will jingle less in the glass than the ice does.
I doubt it, but maybe.
Maybe if you could put them in like side by side, then they'll just stay.
I mean, I could fire one through my actual gun and we can end this whole problem in one fell swoop.
So it's really a gift for everybody. It's for all the listeners.
That's awesome.
If you're listening, if you can check your email, hopefully it's there at this moment.
Checking right now.
Okay. God, little guy, you can't fit.
Pop yourself on a screen too, you know, a little popsky, pop yourself on a screen, put the video on, you know.
Go sing another Christmas song, Maddie.
All right, I'll tell you in a second. It would be funny if like...
Oh my God, you guys are so nice. That was really unnecessary. Okay. You did not have to do that.
It was going to be funny if you like couldn't find it.
Gift card for the listeners. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We didn't want to just be exchanging gifts as you watch us open gifts.
I was just enjoying it.
Yeah. When Shannon told me that, I was like, wow, I really just didn't even consider that. I was like, yeah, it's a good idea.
I didn't even think about it either. I would have just ignored me too.
Yeah.
Maddie, you could have pretended like it was both of our ideas. I wouldn't have taken all the credit.
Nah, I mean, look, I gave you some dough for it, but I'm not going to fucking pretend I'm not a piece of shit who forgets people exist sometimes, you know? But, you know, I was like, listen, I like him. I like Alec, but I did forget about him in that instance, you know? I'm just going to be honest with myself, with everyone. If we had a funny bone in our fucking bodies, we would have sent him a letter of termination. Had him read that first.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, this is going to be one hell of a box and now I have to schlep to our Christmas party, but I am going to Uber there.
I just realized how fucking big that thing is. Like, I kind of didn't put two and two together. I separated the box from the fucking thing.
That's why because I was at work when it said it was delivered. So I told Maddie, I was like, oh, it's there now, just check. And then it said on the thing, it was left in the recipient's mailbox. And I was like, how little is this freaking thing that it could fit in a mailbox? And then he said he didn't see it there. And then I came home, I was like, okay, that's a better size then. Because I was like, did I spend all this money and it's actually like this big and I didn't realize it? Yeah.
That, how big is that? Like 30 inches? That'd be perfect, right? That's like fucking, I mean, it looks, it could be full size.
I feel like it's not, I don't know. I can't like.
Could be a good felony size, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how big, and it's too much to open. But yeah, I'm going to shove it back in the bag, and then I'll Uber it to
Well, now I'm excited about fucking the gas party. Hopefully my Secret Santa gift arrives to me in time. It should.
No, it'll get... do you mean what you're giving to somebody else?
Yes.
Oh, you don't have it yet.
I think that's what happened earlier, by the way. I think you said Secret Santa, and I started panicking, thinking about my gift not arriving on time. Oh. And then it spiraled, as they say.
Oh, so then that's a spiral, right? Cheers, everybody. But we can't both drink at the same time.
We did good. You know, it's funny. Like, I got the piano from Charlie Brown playing in my fucking headphones. Is it Charlie Brown?
Right now?
Oh, yeah. That's what I love about doing these from home. Like, you put, the Charlie Brown, like that little fucking, you know, the mellow.
Oh, Mark in the chat said the bottle held 1 liter. Most liquor sold is 750 milliliters. So it's a good size.
How would you say most liquor 750? I never went.
That's like usual bottles are 750.
No way. A liter at least, right? I go for the hand.
Not at a bar.
So I'm a badass.
When you go to a bar, they're 750. Really? Mm-hmm. A good bar, because if it's a bad bar, then they're just going
buying the big shit. Yeah, they're buying in bulk. So that,
then filling it with something else afterwards.
And it sits there for a while. Yeah. All right. I never noticed that.
Huh. Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. It's fucking fits a liter. That means it's fucking mucho Benz, you know? That's probably a good size fucking rifle, I'll tell you. I'm very excited. Hope I don't die before I get it.
Oh, God. That's a spiral. That's a spiral, everybody.
I'll tell you what. That's how you know you did good, though, right? I hope I live. All right. That's a gift that makes you want to live.
That's good. That's good.
You know, right?
Who knows if I'll live through putting a puzzle together?
I mean, you know, we could hope you don't.
I could probably use this. How big is the puzzle going to be? Do you think it will fit on the box for the picture frame if I like put that cardboard down?
My guess would be it would fit inside the frame.
Oh, yeah. So it'll, on this box then. Oh, yeah. Do you not even know if it'll fit inside the frame?
No, it will. Absolutely.
It'll guess.
Well, I was being sarcastic or facetious. It'll probably be maybe a half inch shy of filling that frame. So you may need like a background, like a felt. Kind of, I don't know. You'll figure it out.
Okay.
And if you need anything, I can get it for you too.
All right. I'm going to do it in the new year. Well,
we did it.
We did it.
I mean, I really wish I had that fucking decanter here. Although I don't really have anything I'd fill it with right now.
I'm so
that's
stupid.
Fine.
I was so angry when I saw that it came to my house. I'm like, God damn it. I did it again. So annoying.
And they gift wrapped it well too.
Yeah, and I ruined it.
It looked round for some fucking reason.
Because it's a bag. Like it's not wrapped like with paper wrapping. That's what Amazon does when they gift wrap. It's like it's in a bag. Yeah.
It's like a shiny bag. Like a Mylar balloon almost.
No, it's a material. It's like a fabric. And then it has like green ribbons through it. It's a nice bag.
Oh, so you can throw it right back in there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna do that.
Bang,
yeah,
I didn't tear
anything. Awesome. Okay, I have one last question about your Gas Digital Secret Santa.
Uh-huh.
When is the gift coming to you?
Hopefully before the 22nd.
But you don't know that.
I mean, okay, so it shipped yesterday. Maybe the 4th, probably yesterday.
Through Amazon?
No.
Oh,
no,
boy.
This is a completely separate. It's a, I can tell you what it is. It's a hoodie. So I had a hoodie printed.
Okay. Okay. I also did that for my Secret Santa.
I'm hoping. I mean, look, it never takes that long for shit to ship.
Okay. If it shipped, I guess it's just that things are taking forever to ship right now.
I know. If only there was someone to blame for that.
I did it the easy way where I reached out to our former merch guy for Gas Digital. And I was like, can you make me this thing? And he's like, yeah. I was like, can I have it by Monday? He's like, yep. And so I Venmo'd him the money and I will have that on Monday.
I probably could have. All right. So here's what happened with that. I spoke to Bobby. I got almost nowhere. I spoke to Dylan. Somehow I went backwards in progress.
Shocking. Shocking.
And so then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just figure it out. So the issue was, trying to make sure. Yeah. So the issue was the image I had. All right. So I would have just bought the fucking thing from the manufacturer, but it only came in a t-shirt. I want it on a hoodie.
Okay. So this thing exists. The design exists already, but you had it printed. Okay.
Hmm. Right. So I went to Bobby and, you know, he's like, oh, see, you know, talk to Dylan or whatever. Talk to Dylan. I sent him the image. He's like, this is too blurry of an image. I can't use this. I'm like, well, yeah, I couldn't use it either. You know what I mean? Like, can somebody make this so that I can have it done? So no luck. So I was like, all right, fuck it. So then I started Googling. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Let me see if I honestly can't remember if I just happened upon this. And I feel like I may have, which is kind of creepy. But I found an app that just uses AI to basically
sharpen an image.
Yeah, it puts it back together, basically, for lack of, you know, it's been a while since I've been to engineering school, but yeah, so I fucking
it was me, Skiller. It was my throat made a noise into the microphone.
So I ran it a few times through that, and the fucking Printify took it immediately. And I was like, I should fucking go back to, the aggravation I had suffered. I was like, you know what? Fuck everyone. I'll do it myself. You know?
Once it ships,
but now it might not come on time, then I'm fucked.
But don't they send you tracking information?
So yes, but they're like, well, we don't really have much to tell you, but here's the info. Here's it shipped. It looks like the label was printed in Long Island City.
Okay.
So that's, you know, positive, hopefully. But I also, they're awaiting the item. You know what I mean? So like, I don't know where the item's coming. So the item, it could be coming from like Taiwan. I don't know. I'm confused by the whole thing, to be honest. Because like the item is printed like right here, but then, I'm sorry, the label is printed right here, but the item could, I don't know where that's coming from. They're awaiting the item.
Weird.
So I don't know why those two things would even happen in different locations.
Well, at the very worst, you can like print a picture of it and give it to the person, and we'll be back in studio the first week of January. So you can bring it in then.
That's not the same.
Yeah, but they get an idea.
Yeah, I have faith. Nothing could possibly go wrong.
For the listeners, you'll be able to find out next week, because even when this airs, because I was going to ask you who you had, but this will air one day before our Christmas party. So I don't want to reveal it yet. But on next week's episode, you'll find out who got us, who we got, what the gifts were, if they were terrible, who did crazy shit at the Christmas party. At least at this Christmas party, everyone's not going to be talking about pregnancy and having babies.
That's all I'm going to talk about. I'm going to fucking tap people on the shoulder. I'm like, let me tell you about my plans for pregnancy.
See, but it won't be allowed there, which is what I enjoy about it.
Also, I would have party. Also after the initial, like the disgust of having to go through that, I would have had my fun already and I wouldn't bother going any deeper. You know, I'm just here to ruin Christmas.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap up. Let's do a quick round of plugs and we'll get out of here. Maddie, what do you got to plug?
Follow me where you can find me. You know, I'm waiting for this fucking this Trump social media to come out so I can really get the zingers in there against the fucking current administration. You know, I don't know. Figure it out. Justice Skulls, most places, whatever.
First, before I do my plugs, I want to remind you guys that two brand new shows are joining the network next month. I believe both of them are starting, Wild Goose with Zach Wilde and JD DeServio. Zach Wilde used to be Ozzy's guitarist and then now a member of Black Label Society. He's awesome. And he's been on SDR a bunch of times and he has like a good time. He has so many stories. That's going to be a great show. And Aaron Berg, Berg's Bass, I believe is the name of his show. And I've heard some of his ideas of skits and crazy shit he's going to do on that show. And it's going to also be awesome. And if you are not a member of Gas Digital, now is the best time to join. If you use promo code TTI30, this is, I believe, just for the month of December. So you should get on this right now. You're going to get a 1 month free trial but you can also get a discount on a 2-year membership. And once that goes away, it's not going to come back. So if you want to do it for yourself or if you want to give the gift to a friend, now is the time to do it using promo code TTI30. For me, you can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. And if you follow me, then you'll see when we're doing our Zoom recordings and you can see me share videos of giant vegan men, all sorts of fun stuff on my Instagram. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free. I already gave the plug part. Use promo code TTI30, 1 month free trial. And that will give you access to watch every single episode we've ever done. I have no idea what number we're at right now, but this show has been happening for 10 years almost. So if you want to hear what Shannon's life was like when I used to date, those stories are in there. When I used to have sex, those stories are in there. There's like lots of good stuff that's happened over the years that has led to me being this boring person that I am today. So check those out. If you have your own stories to submit, bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com. Also, everybody drink for that.
I'm all out.
If you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, and tell a friend.
Please. Tell two friends. tell two three. Friends. It's Christmas.
But if you don't want to talk to people, just take one
second. Steal their
second.
Phones and fucking just tell
do
them.
That. Do that at Christmas parties and stuff. Take people's phones, yeah. Subscribe to the show. But also just take one little bitty moment of your time, which you know is very valuable, and just subscribe and rate and review. That's it. Yeah. That helps us out so much. If you watch on YouTube, leave a comment. You can say whatever you want to say in the comment. Just do that for us. That's all we want for Christmas. Rates and reviews,
all I want
please.
For Christmas? Screenshot this right here and make it all your friends' backgrounds.
There you go. Or you could do that, which doesn't help us in any way.
It helps me.
Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And that's it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.
Merry Christmas.